Hello, hello, hello. This is the air castle in the land of make-believe, and all the children everywhere can hear us because we have a magic wire which goes to the radio. We are very happy to again be in the tower room of the air castle, which is in our topmost tower, because through its great windows we see so many beautiful things in the land of make-believe and in the land of everyday. We expect to see Clickety-Clack, the happy little wooden man, and Bugler Murphy and Happy Duck, President Pip, Boppo, Funny Little Clown, oh, ever so many of our friends pretty soon. And while we're waiting for them, we might sing a little song. Perhaps they will hear us and come upstairs sooner than before. I have a tiny friend who comes to visit me. This tiny little friend is just a little flea. Jojo is his name, and you never did see a cuter little fellow than Jojo the flea. Jojo, Jojo jumped on me. Jojo, Jojo, my trained flea. He jumped from the circus onto a dog. Then on a kitten, he jumped like a frog. He jumped all around like little fleas do. So you'd better look out or you'll jump on you. Boppo. Well, here's Boppo, the funny little clown. We're very glad to see you, Boppo. President Pip sent this? What is it, Boppo? A little song. Well, let's see it. You know, President Pip often writes little songs. And, that is, the first one he wrote was The Land of Upside Down. And, he wrote the one about Jojo the Flea and ever so many. We're always glad to see a new song by President Pip. So let's see if we can sing this one. Seems to be about dreams he had. I thought I was a captain sailing on the sea with 700 pirates speeding after me. I hoisted up the black flag, then stood and held my breath. When they saw me through a telescope, it scared them all to death. Oh, I dreamt I was a schoolboy, the teacher called me dunce. I couldn't write or read or spell, but listen all at once. I had a streak of knowledge that no one there could beat. The teacher made a sweeping bow and said, "You take my seat." Oh, 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 oh. Then I was a monarch with scepter, crown, and throne. The palace there and all the land I proudly called my own. But oh, the sky grew dark and cold. It rained both night and day. The weatherman was cross with me and walked it all away. Oh, walked it all away. And then I dreamt the best of all. It filled my heart with joy. I wandered through the woodland, a happy barefoot boy. I hoped to dream forever, but then, just as I feared, I woke up just a poor old man with glasses and a beard. Oh, 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 with glasses and a beard. That's the new little song written by President Pip, who wears the long white beard and the magic ring and the magic badge. Here comes Clickety-Clack. Happy little, funny little wooden man. Hello, Clickety Clack and Bugler Murphy. Oh, and President Pip is coming upstairs, too. Bugler Murphy, how about the salute on the new bugle? Hello, President Pip.
Well, howdy do, howdy do. Well, I'm certainly glad to see you all gathered around, and so you were singing my new little song, I heard.
Yes, President Pip. Quite a little song.
You know, that's a true song, too. I had those dreams.
My. I think it's quite a nice little song.
Well, you know, I'm starting some new research now.
You are? In what way?
Well, I'm going to try to find out where dreams come from and where they go and why we have dreams and all that.
I think that'll be very interesting.
Well, that'll be pretty beneficial, too.
How do you mean, President Pip?
Well, if I find out where they come from and where they go to and why we have them, I'm going to see that everybody has the right kind of wonderful, beautiful dream instead of sometimes having those nightmares.
Oh, well, that'll be a wonderful service, I'm sure. I hope you succeed.
Well, I hope I do. Thank you for hoping that I will succeed. Well, Clickety Clack is sitting back in his little chair. I guess he expects you to finish the story you started when we were together the last time. About the little Chinese children?
Oh, yes. You mean the little girl and boy who got into the magic boat and sailed across the lake to the strange island?
Yes.
Well, let me see. We left them there, wandering through that beautiful, beautiful woodland. Many people were walking through the greenwood, carrying green lanterns and singing a song. The two little children who were following the old gentleman asked him why the people were gathered together.
And what did he tell them?
He explained to the little girl and little boy that they were there to attend school.
School?
Yes. I think that was the first school that ever was. That was many hundreds of years ago, you know, President Pip.
And they would all gather and go to school, and that's why they were singing?
Yes. It seemed so very wonderful to them to be able to learn things from the old gentleman and several other of the elderly teachers about life, about nature, and various plans that would help them to be better men and women when they grew older.
Wow.
And the old gentleman invited the little girl and the little boy to come there often and attend the school so they could get to be just as well educated as the others.
Did they accept the invitation?
Yes, President Pip. When they returned home, they told their father and mother about their wonderful experience, and their father and mother were overjoyed because they had always hoped their children would grow up to be brilliant. A brilliant young man and a brilliant young woman.
Well, that's fine. You know, we still have school, and I guess all the children are glad that they can go to school.
Oh, yes, President Pip. It's a wonderful thing to be able to attend school and learn so many, many things that will help us in life.
Well, I guess, goodness me, you know, I sometimes think that there's so many schools now, you know, and everybody can go, but maybe they don't appreciate them like they might.
That's quite true, President Pip. But there was a time when there were no schools, and then there was a time when there were very few schools and only the very wealthy could attend. And those who had scarcely enough money would have to go on without knowing many truths that we all may learn today.
Well, I think that's just wonderful and splendid and wonderful and splendid. What do you think about it, Cookity Clack?
Well, Boppo, what have you been doing today? Been having a good time again.
suppose he's going to Thailand, judging from the suit he's wearing. What? You want to sing a little song? With Bugler Murphy?
Oh, all right then.
Well, I guess we may as well... I was just about to protest, but I guess we may as well not, because I'd like to encourage art wherever I can. Of course, you know that we discourage Happy Duck from singing.
Well, but President Pip, you know, Bappo knows that very nice little song about the little clown in the clown circus who was so very, very funny, and then he went away from the circus and couldn't find his way back, and he was very sad, and that's what the song is about. And finally, he finds the circus again and joins his old comrades, and the song ends very happily. Is that the one you mean, Bappo?
Well, I thought it's serious singing. Bugler Murphy takes a part and Bappo takes a part.
All right. Oh, we think that song is very, very nice indeed. And we wonder how the children like that little song. We wonder if they think that Bappo and Bugler Murphy sing well together.
Well, Clickety Quack looks as though he's just about to go to sleep. Well, he is asleep.
Yes, Clickety Quack is asleep. Snoring a funny little wooden snore.
If you've never heard a little wooden man snoring when he's asleep, you certainly have missed quite something.
Poor little Clickety Clack, he's so sleepy. And now Bugler Murphy is closing his eyes, too. Slumberland, calls to you. The stars peeking through. Little Dolly's glad to be in bed. Sandman calls to every tousled head. Sweet by low, low. Sail away, come back home at break of day. Hear the pretty dream bells tinkle, take a trip with Rip Van Winkle, hand in hand to slumberland. President Pip's asleep, too. Goodbye, children. Be good, and you'll be happy.